This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. Xcel Energy has new federal funding to build a massive battery in Pueblo. CPR's Sam Brausch has more.
The Department of Energy's $70 million grant will fund the company's efforts to build two iron flow batteries in Minnesota and Colorado. The emerging technology can provide power for days at a time. That could be critical to manage fluctuations in wind and solar power, and it could provide jobs and property taxes in Pueblo, where the company is set to close its largest coal plant by 2031. Construction would start late next year, pending approval by state regulators. I'm Sam Brausch, CPR News.
Some residents of Colorado Springs Northside are suing over a controversial new amphitheater currently under construction, KRCC's Jess Hazel reports.
The suit targets both the city and Notes Live, which is building the Sunset Amphitheater. A resident who lives near the venue and the Northside Neighbors Association, which he is president of, say the facility would violate statewide noise ordinances and that the city's exemption permits also violate state law. The city approved the development of the 8,000-seat amphitheater in 2022, despite opposition from residents in the area. Jess Hazel, KRCC News.
Ski Mountaineering, or SkiMo, is building a foundation in Colorado ahead of its Olympic debut. CPR's Matt Moret reports.
SkiMo pushes racers to climb and cross-country ski up a mountain, then ski back down. Just last year, Crested Butte's Cam Smith became the first American to claim a World Cup podium in the sport. Now, USA SkiMo has announced a new deal with the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee. Together, they'll develop an official program ahead of the sport's Olympic debut in 2026 at the Milan Cortina Games. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
More Colorado news at CPR.org.